Our third reading today is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said unto her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be? I'm still a virgin." The angel said unto her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing is impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And the angel then departed from her.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you this child that you've delivered will soon deliver you? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb. The sleeping child you're holding is the great
Fourth reading today comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The song is O Little Town of Bethlehem, and it's number 43 in the large blue hymnal. 40 in the large blue hymnal. 44. Do I hear 45?
Thank you. Will you pray with me, please? Oh, holy God, on this fourth Sunday of Advent that becomes Christmas Eve, in which we welcome your Son, may we be open to the word that we hear, the words that we are hearing today. And may we be moved to change as you need us to change, to love as you need us to love, and to know as you need us to know. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So, I've been thinking about Mary a lot these last few weeks as we lead up to this day, or this night, really, the night that we, of course, celebrate the birth of Jesus. I've been thinking about Mary for a couple of reasons. First of all, because Mary is a puzzle in the mystery that surrounds the story of Jesus. As a woman and a mother myself, I wonder about her and her journey of faith as she lived into her call to be the mother of God's Son. It was hard enough to be the mother of regular children. Another reason that I've been thinking about Mary is because of an article I read on the internet a couple of weeks ago that made me think about Mary in a new way, not as a mother or a saint, but as a human person with agency and spirit and grit. I mean, think about it. Gabriel, which in the ancient languages means mighty God, Gabriel was one of God's heavenly multitude, what we usually think of as an angel, but essentially a part of God's self. God comes to Mary and says, "Greetings, favored one." And Mary, being no one's fool, says, "What kind of greeting is this?" It just isn't every day that God speaks to humans. And Mary is, what, in awe, suspicious, afraid? Perplexed is the word that the NRSV uses. In other words, she's puzzled, confused, mystified, flummoxed, even. And maybe more than a little nervous, at least, if not downright afraid. And in this way, she is like many other characters in the Bible who have encountered God, from Abraham to Moses to Elijah to Isaiah to Jeremiah. Over and over, we sense that those that God appears to are puzzled or flummoxed and maybe a little afraid. And God always says, "Don't be afraid," but how could you not be a little afraid? So what we have here in our story of Mary's encounter with Gabriel is a very familiar story, but with a twist. It is the story of the call of Mary, the call similar to Abraham and Moses and Elijah and all of those other prophets that we have read about. But this is a call not to speak God's words, but to bring God's word into existence, word with a capital W, to become pregnant and bear a child that would change the world. The twist, then, is that Mary's call is also an annunciation, the announcement of an impending special birth. And it's important to understand this call this way, I think, because it makes Mary more than just a vessel, a saint, a mother. It allows Mary to be who she really is, a human woman, called to a special vocation that it was at the same time very ordinary. A human woman who would allow herself to be put in social jeopardy in order to follow God's call on her life. Now, Nazareth was not the center of life in Galilee. It was a small rural town made up of farmers and craft people, ordinary people like Mary. As in most small towns, the social mores were strict, stricter perhaps than in larger towns and cities. So the news that Mary was pregnant before marriage would have been a scandal. Surprising and shocking and enough to set all the tongues a-wagon. I can just hear the gossip. Did you hear about Mary? And the shame, feel the shame that she might have felt. Shame not only for herself and her family, but for Joseph as well, because she knew what position she would be putting him in. Mary wasn't naive, I don't think. She was probably young, but she would have known what pregnancy would entail, what this pregnancy would mean. And still she went forward. She trusted God that all would be well, that Joseph would still marry her, that things would move forward in the way that they were planned. And so she agreed. I mean, not that she could really have said no, right? Any more than Moses could have said no, or Jeremiah could have said no to God. I mean, who says no to God, really? But she said yes, not blindly, not because God compelled her to, but with her eyes open and with full understanding of the implications of an unplanned pregnancy. And then the first thing that she does is go to see Elizabeth, who is spoken of as a part of the prophecy of her pregnancy. Elizabeth, who is also pregnant in a miraculous way. And the words that Mary speaks while she is with Elizabeth show who she really is. Not a naive child, but a self-aware, socially aware woman. She speaks words that say that God has brought down the powerful and lifted the lowly, that God has filled the hungry and sent the rich away empty. It's a manifesto in a way, a declaration of the honor that God has shown to her, a statement of understanding of what her child, God's son, will be and do. Friends, on this Christmas Eve, let us remember Mary and honor her by honoring her child, Jesus, who was the Son of God. Let us honor Mary by following him, by doing justice and being kind, and by working for a society and a culture that is just and kind itself. By walking with Mary's God each and every day, not just on Christmas, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but each and every day of our lives, as she did. Amen. Our next reading is responsive. It is Luke 2, verses 8 through 20. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us."
So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger.
When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them.
But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. As we prepare to continue our service with the giving of our tithes and offerings, let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for all that you have given to us, particularly the Son that you have given through the birth of the Christ child. We thank you for Mary and Joseph, who were parents to this child, and we thank you for the love that has come down through the ages to touch all of our hearts. As we take up this offering for you today, let us remember to use it with love, for love, and to show love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Will the deacons come forward, please? Now we will sing number 23, Angels We Have Heard on High, and we're singing the whole song today.